Let's do it. More Secrets of Charisma. What are we talking about today? Focus and concentration. Understand that activity, just because you're busy, does not equal accomplishment. Now, the ability to focus and concentrate under the core quality section of charismatic people. As Henry David Thoreau said, it's not enough to be busy, right? So are the ants. Very important to understand. So let's talk about blind spot. Just because we're busy all day long does not mean we're accomplishing anything important. You have had plenty of days where you were so busy, constantly moving. But when you analyze the day, you realize you accomplished next to nothing. Our two blind spots are, first, activity does not mean achievement. We waste so much time trying to finish a 30-minute task in 3 hours. We look and feel busy, but lack a true focus. Second is our ability to focus on the task at hand. Concentration's at an all-time low. Wherever you are, make sure mentally you are there. At work, we think about being at home, and at home, we are thinking about work. What is the research telling us? A big indicator of success is the ability to control impulses, resist distractions, stay focused on the task at hand. A Gallup poll found that workers estimate they waste an average of 1.4 hours a day. Of course, that's their estimation. In reality, it's much higher. Senior managers and executives say the skill of focus is a personal strength. Here's an interesting one. What we eat, how much we sleep, carbonated beverages, if we eat breakfast, food additives, and refined carbohydrates all affect our ability to concentrate. So let's get to some substance here. Most people waste the majority of the day because of their inability to focus and concentrate. It is difficult to influence others if you cannot stay focused or are unable to work on the current task. If you are scatterbrained, you will come across as scattered and your communication will appear disheveled. Most successful people do not start the day until it's finished on paper. Preparation and goal setting are always mentioned in any text on success. It helps us become more organized, accomplish more, and create the ability to focus and concentrate. We all have the same amount of time. Why do most leaders accomplish so much more in the same amount of time? Well, the first answer is focus, and the second answer is goals. I know you're probably in denial about goals, but realize it is much easier to focus when your direction and what you need to accomplish are clear and precise. It makes time management and decision-making easier. If we focus on unimportant tasks, these tasks will fill up our day and we'll be busy, but we'll not be able to accomplish the most important things needed that day. If you need a little help throughout the day, ask yourself four questions. What is the best use of my time right now? Am I spending important time on unimportant things? Do I confuse being busy with achievement? And am I clear about what I want to accomplish? When we see successful people in all endeavors, you will find someone that can focus and concentrate. Success in life is similar to success in sports. Your ability to turn off the outside noise and focus on what you need to do, when you need to do it, not only is great time management technique, but is critical for your success. The challenge is we waste so much energy avoiding things we don't want to do that it clouds our ability to do the things we need to do. For example, you think about it, you put it off, and it is always in the back of your mind. When we put all our mental energy into avoiding a situation, it tends to consume all of our physical energy. By trying not to think about it, we actually focus on it more, creating a downward spiral. When we focus our energy on things we don't want to happen or potential obstacles on our path, we expend all our energy on those negative things rather than being able to focus on the now. When we get the ability to concentrate and focus on correct things, we achieve success much faster, and it is easier for others to follow us and for us to develop true charisma. It is time to forget our past mistakes and learn to concentrate on future potential. Sure, it takes some mental energy and exertion, but learn to focus on what's important. We want to hide the past and forget our shortcomings, but it is time to take ownership, learn from them, and get ready to master your future. When we can take an honest look at ourselves, readjust our mental settings, then and only then can we learn to truly concentrate. We tend to turn our minds off for subjects or topics that make us feel a little uncomfortable. But when we are in a state of denial, nothing can change. When we can limit the storms of the past, we can find peace in the future. The stronger the peace, the easier it is to focus and concentrate. Let's talk about application. Charismatics have the ability to focus quickly in the moment, similar to great athletes. To master the area of focus and concentration, we must implement what athletes do before, during, and after the competition. First, visualize the win or the outcome before it happens. Second, constant self-discipline even when it hurts. Third, refocus after failure and learn from those mistakes. Fourth, instantly replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Fifth, have the ability to quickly change their state of mind. And last but not least, able to concentrate during heavy distractions. Who's the example? The best example I can think of a focus is Michael Jordan. His focus enabled him to maximize his talent, skills, and strengths. He is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He was never satisfied with his current skill level and never stopped practicing the fundamentals. He was known as one of the hardest workers in the sport, but his greatness came from his ability to focus and concentrate. He never let a failure hold him back. He could return to focus on a moment's notice. He won the NBA championship 6 times, MVP 5 times, even though he lost over 300 games. The interesting thing is, in 26 of those games, the team relied on him to make the winning shot, and he missed. The key to great focus is the rebound after a failure, and still expect future victories. What's the key? The key is to begin to focus and concentrate a little at a time. Try to focus and stay on a task for 5 minutes. Where can you go? What do you need to do to avoid distractions? As you progress with a skill, add the length of time to your ability to limit distractions. The second thing is to figure out what block of the day is your most productive time. Is it the morning, the afternoon, or the evening? This is a time when you do your most important and difficult work. Find that time when it's the easiest to concentrate and get things done. When you truly master your ability to focus, not only is it easier to influence others, you will be able to accomplish 10 times more in half the amount of time.